Welcome to the Velvet Quill Cafe, a place where every candle holds a story of the heart. Part of TheoryOmniverse.com. This tale is titled Curtains of Candlelight, a Velvet Quill Romance. Settle in, the coffee is warm, and the story is about to begin. Opening frame. Where memory begins. The cafe breathes softly tonight. Candlelight flickers in rhythm with quiet hearts, and velvet curtains sway though the air is still. I sit with the journal open before me, quill poised above the page. In this hush, as the violin song drifts from a shadowed corner, I offer a story drawn from a dream. A memory where love was lost and found beneath brushstrokes and whispered promises. I almost walked away until I saw them. Chapter 1, The Forgotten Painting. The museum was nearly empty, dust motes swirling in the shafts of morning light. I drifted from gallery to gallery, aimless, my thoughts heavy with the ache of old regrets. Then I saw it, a painting hanging alone at the far end of a quiet hall, half hidden behind long velvet curtains that swayed as if beckoning me closer. Its colors were faded, but something about it drew me near, stronger than the quiet sadness I'd carried for years. Standing before the canvas, memory unfurled, I saw the brushstrokes as echoes of laughter and the mingled scents of rose tea and candle wax, the cafe's familiar warmth. The painting became a portal to years ago, when I wandered these halls with someone whose friendship had been the truest compass in my life. We were children then, dreaming up futures as bright as the art around us. We'd promised, beneath the soft glow of candlelight, that no matter where life led, we would find each other again. But time had carried us away on separate tides, leaving only the memory of their hand in mine. I traced the painting's edges, feeling a forgotten ache. The quiet of the hall pressed in, and for the first time in years, I let myself hope that some promises might still live beneath the dust of years. Chapter 2, Echoes of Velvet and Youth. As I lingered there, the painting called up more than memory. I saw us as we were, two friends lost in the wonder of possibility, spinning stories beneath museum skylights and cafe lanterns. There had always been something deeper between us, a feeling both of us wore like a secret. On late nights, we'd slip into the cafe, velvet curtains whispering behind us, and talk until the world outside faded into candlelit dreams. Yet we never admitted what we both felt. Instead, we let our affection hide behind laughter and stories, making silent promises beneath curtains swaying in the warm air. When adulthood palled, it brought with it harsh new realities. Money grew scarce, and the comfort of our easy companionship vanished under the weight of bills and worry. We tried to hold on, but the stress pulled us apart, leaving only longing where certainty once lived. Still, I remembered the ticket stub we found tucked in an old cafe book, a relic from some forgotten show. We imagined the lovers who had held it before us, spinning tales of devotion. I slipped it into my pocket, not knowing why, only that it felt like a promise, one I was not ready to break. Chapter 3, The Melody That Unlocked the Past. Lost in thought before the painting, I heard a melody drift through the air, soft, familiar. It was the song we'd danced to one evening when the cafe was nearly empty. That night, rose petals floated in our tea, and candlelight made our shadows one. The melody cut through years of silence, stirring feelings I thought I had locked away. The music pulled me back to that night, to the way their eyes had lingered on mine just a moment too long. In that memory, we were still brave enough to believe in forever, and yet neither of us said what mattered most. We let the moment pass, held back by fear of ruining what we had, or perhaps by the knowledge that life outside would not make it easy for us. Now, with the song echoing through the museum, I felt again the shape of what I'd lost. The painting, the music, the memory. All three called me to speak, to reach for the love I had never dared name aloud. Chapter 4. Brushstrokes of Longing. Standing in that gallery, the painting became more than art. It was a map of longing. Each brushstroke, a memory of words left unspoken. I saw our history in its layers, the joy we shared, the heartbreak of distance, and the stubborn hope that lingered still. The velvet curtains at the room's edge seemed to sway in a rhythm I recognized, as if the cafe itself had followed me here. I remembered the nights I'd watched the candle burn low on our table, wanting to tell them how much I needed them, my heart pounding with the ache of not knowing if they felt the same. But I never found the courage. Instead, I watched them slip away, both of us weighed down by hardship neither could conquer alone. Now, the painting offered a strange comfort. It asked nothing, only reflected the love, the grief, and the hope that time had not erased. In its quiet, I found myself wishing not just for the past, but for the chance to begin again. Chapter 5. The Cost of Promises. We had made promises in the easy light of youth, to stay close, to always find our way back. But life had a way of testing even the simplest vows. When money grew tight and health worries crept in, we tried to keep those promises, but each day pulled us a little further apart. I remembered sleepless nights spent counting coins and watching dreams slip through our fingers. We drifted, not because we ceased to care, but because the world's weight became too much to carry together. Our laughter faded. The cafe became a place I visited alone, hoping to find comfort in the stories told by others, afraid to admit how badly I missed their voice. Yet, even with all that had been lost, the painting and the old song combined to spark something new inside me. The belief that hope might still be possible, that broken promises could be mended if only I tried. Chapter 6. The Return. Just then, as I stood lost and longing, someone entered the gallery. A quiet shuffling of feet, a pause, and then I felt a presence at my side. I turned and there they were, my friend from all those years ago, looking both older and yet unchanged in the ways that mattered. Their eyes found mine, and in them I saw the same yearning, the same questions I held inside. For a moment, neither of us spoke. The hush was filled only with the distant music and the soft sigh of the curtains. Then, with a tentative smile, they greeted me, as if no time had passed at all. We walked together to the painting, the years apart, the pain and longing all pressed close. The stakes were high, the chance to finally speak love aloud or lose it forever. My heart raced, knowing that if I stayed silent now, I might never have the chance again. Chapter 7. Words Unveiled. The museum faded around us as we talked, our voices low. We shared what we had carried through the years, the struggles, the moments of joy, the grief. We spoke of the cafe, of old ticket stubs and whispered stories beneath candlelight. I confessed how many times I'd wanted to reach out, how every brushstroke on the painting reminded me of them. They took my hand. Their touch was familiar, comforting, and new all at once. The fear of rejection, of ruining what little we still had, was real, but the relief in their eyes told me my love was not alone. In that moment, we traded silence for honesty. I told them the truth. I had loved them for so long, and I still did. Their answer was quiet, but sure. A love that had waited, a joy that had survived. The weight of unspoken words lifted. I felt lighter than I had in years. Chapter 8. The Canvas Between Us. United there, we both faced the painting. Our hands brushed as we traced its edges, lost in the stillness around us. It was as if the canvas reflected our joined hearts, the past, the grief, and now this new beginning. We stood together, letting the emotions wash over us, neither rushing nor retreating. The painting became a living thing, filled with the story only we could see. The museum, once distant and cold, now felt like a sanctuary. Candlelight filtered through the velvet curtains, casting golden shapes on our faces, warming the chill from the years apart. For the first time, I could feel our pain shifting into hope. The promise of a new future grew between us, as gentle and patient as the flicker of a candle. Chapter 9, Candlelight Courage. As the gallery emptied around us, courage settled in my chest. We spoke of forgiveness, of mischances, of the relief that comes when love is finally returned. It was not the wild joy of youth, but something steadier, a quiet happiness that filled the space between words. We planned nothing grand. Instead, we promised to try, to carry our burdens together this time, to speak our feelings before silence could divide us again. The painting watched over us, a silent witness to our newfound hope. The candlelight in the hall glowed bright, as if the cafe itself approved. In that gentle light, we held each other for a moment, knowing we were changed. The past would always be with us, but now it served as a foundation, not a wall. Chapter 10, Dreams Rekindled. We stepped into the future one careful conversation at a time, letting trust and affection grow back in the places where sorrow once lived. The museum became our meeting place, the cafe our haven, every visit a small celebration of what we had reclaimed. We spoke of old dreams and made new ones. Financial troubles still knocked at our door, and health remained a shadow at the edge of things. But now we faced these challenges together. Each promise we made was rooted in honesty. Every joy shared, that much sweeter for the waiting. A ticket stub, once just a fragment of memory, became a symbol of all we had survived. I carried it with me, a quiet talisman that reminded us both that love, though bruised, could be mended. Chapter 11, Healing in Each Other. It did not happen all at once. Some days the past felt close and grief pressed in. But with each shared cup of tea, each gentle word, we found new strength. The cafe's velvet curtains, always swaying softly, became a motif of our days, reminders that love returns, sometimes when least expected. As we healed, I saw how love can soften old wounds. It did not erase the years apart, but it transformed them into something meaningful. The painting in the museum, once a symbol of loss, now felt like a witness to our healing, its colors brightening in my eyes each time I visited with them at my side. With time, our laughter returned. The world outside felt less daunting, the future more possible. Under candlelight, we were simply ourselves, no longer waiting, but living. Chapter 12, The Quiet Joy of Reunion. On the day we left the museum together, sunlight glowing on the polished wood floor, I felt the ticket stub slip from my pocket. We both bent to pick it up, hands touching, and laughed softly at the memory it held. In that moment, I knew the journey had been long, the waiting hard, but love had endured. We walked out into a world that felt new. The painting, the cafe, and all the quiet moments in between, they had shaped our story. The joy I felt was not loud, but deep and lasting. A relief after years of longing. We did not need grand declarations or certainty about tomorrow. It was enough to have this quiet happiness, born from patience and hope. As evening fell, I remembered the candlelight and the velvet curtains, swaying gently, promising that some stories really do find their way home. Closing frame, where stories rest. I close the journal, setting the quill down beside the pressed rose. The cafe is hushed, the only sound the sigh of velvet curtains in the candlelit air. My story is finished for tonight, but its quiet joy lingers, resting among the tales that fill this place with hope, memory, and love that endures beyond the telling. A romantic scene in a softly lit museum hall. Two people stand close before an old painting, hands brushing as they gaze at the canvas. Velvet curtains sway near candlelit sconces in the background, casting warm shadows over their faces. The mood is gentle, intimate, and full of hope. Velvet Quill Romance Story. Experience a Velvet Quill romance story set in a timeless cafe and a silent museum, where a chance reunion brings lost love back to life. Quiet healing and hope bloom beneath candlelight and swaying velvet curtains. You have been listening to a story from the Velvet Quill Cafe, part of StoryOmniverse.com. May its warmth linger with you until the next tale is told.